see energy spawning in and out of existence randomly, called quantum fluctuations. But they are so small that they don't really do anything or affect anything. But when the entire observable universe is that small, you best believe that the random spawnings of energy is going to interfere with stuff. You end up with interactions between really simple matter in the universe and light trapped in it being completely confined. These interactions cause oscillations, or, in other words, the universe was playing Pong with photons. And the universe continues to play Pong for about 380,000 years when the recombination happens, or basically, the kind of stuff becomes real stuff, the universe forms its first atoms, and because of this, the light is not bouncing around in all that kind of stuff, and is free to expand out indefinitely into the universe. And so is everything else. Hence the ever-expanding universe. And we actually have a picture of that very moment called the cosmic microwave background, or in other words, the fingerprint of the universe. It's a picture of the microwave radiation that fills all of space in the observable universe. Notice how there's random fluctuations in radiation. This is exactly what it was like when things were first let loose and started to expand, which is why everything is clumped up. Because it started that way from random quantum fluctuation in the space in between is only getting bigger to the unstoppable expansion of the universe. Look on the bright side. There's a really big gap. And that's pretty cool.